You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I might just want to listen to this for a minute.
It's pretty good.
From the Yellow Submarine soundtrack. Yeah. Probably at the height of their drug days, I think.
Trippy music, bro.
Hey, got a mind bender in 30 minutes. I have that coming up in just a little bit. So I want to tell you a little story and get your reaction to this, because I had never told this story to Gretchen before, and sitting on the couch night before last, we were talking about it, and she approached it from a completely different angle than I had ever thought about. And so now I'm really confused, but okay. It has to do with, just hypothetically, let's say when you and Nicole pass, God forbid that happens anytime in the next 40, 50 years, but
45 minutes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that, would you imagine being buried together?
Yes, absolutely. That's okay. How it probably should be, right?
Okay. Now, I want you to keep that in mind, because okay. This is a true story. It's right. The story of, I'm going to change the names of all the players here, but I am related to them. Anna and Wally, we'll call them. Anna and Wally married 40 plus years at least.
Okay.
Maybe close to 50 years.
Wow.
And they bought one of those, it's like a mausoleum thing. So it's where you're not cremated. You are, intact. You're in your, coffin.
Yeah.
But it's in that wall thing, right?
They slide a mausoleum. You in, yeah.
They put you in the wall. That's where my parents are, too. They got buried like that, too. But Anna and Wally bought one of those dual side-by-side things. And then, sadly, Anna passed. And if you go to that mausoleum, you will see the two-person thing right there. And it's got her name on the right-hand side, date of birth, date of death, mm-hmm. Boom. On the left, it's blank because Wally was still around, right?
Right.
Well, about, a year or two later, Wally, because he was an elderly guy and they somehow tend to do this, remarried. Let's call her Brenda. So we've got an A and a B, Anna and Brenda.
Okay.
And once Wally passed, Brenda insisted that he be buried where she's going to be.
With Brenda.
And she kind of had say in it, and she did.
Kind of took over.
And so now, when you go to the little mausoleum thing and you see the side-by-side, built-for-two couples thing, and there's Anna's name.
All alone.
But Wally is about 100 miles away somewhere else.
Oh, no. With Brenda.
Yeah. Now, I just want to say, this breaks my heart. Because
yeah.
I know Anna. I knew her. And I'm like, I feel so sad for her. So I brought this story up to Gretch. And she said, yes, but if I'm Brenda and I marry some guy, he's the love of my life. So I don't want to say, oh, sure, go off and be
with your
interred
first wife.
With this other woman. And I was like, I never thought of it that way before.
Me either.
So
what
now,
a
what
tricky
is the
situation.
Right thing to do here?
Correct. Now, I would instantly say that maybe that you should be married to the, or not married, buried next to the woman you were with for the most years. The most years wins. Because if Anna and Wally were together for 40 to 50 years, Brenda and Wally were obviously not together for that long.
They were not.
So say what? 20 years? Still, that's a good amount of time.
But Anna and Wally bought the dual mausoleum
together.
And so now part of it is just empty.
Now, did Anna and Wally have children? Can you say?
Yes, they did.
So they have kids. Did Brenda and Wally ever procreate?
No.
No kids.
Too old.
So now we're looking at the woman that you were with for the most years and you have children with.
Right, but you can't explain that to Brenda.
But Brenda wants nothing to do with that. She doesn't
Correct.
Care. But for your kids' sake, you should almost say, you know what, for my children's sake, we're going to keep mom and dad together so when they visit us, mom and dad are together.
But they're not.
But they're not right now.
I see
so
the
what
lines
do you do?
Already ringing. We're going to open up the phones on this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649.
So what are we
because
asking?
Because here's the thing. Well, here's the thing. People remarry.
Sure they do.
They just do.
Yep.
And so you've got all these, you know, if there's a divorce, it's a different story, right? Because you're divorced and you're like, eh. But if you are a widow or widower and you're and you remarry, then what happens to that compact you might have had with spouse number one?
The previous, yes. Yeah, they should have almost taken that empty spot next to Anna, and then Wally and Brenda should have been cremated and then both placed in that empty spot then.
What are you talking
about?
So it
could have went
Anna's
Brenda, Wally, Anna.
You want a menage a trois going on
a little bit.
The mausoleum?
I kind of feel like that would cover everything then. Then they're all together. I mean, really? Because Wally was with Anna in life, so why would Brenda be mad that he's now with her in death? She was fine with him being with her in life.
Who was fine with what?
Brenda was fine with Wally being with Anna in life.
I'm sure she wasn't.
What? So she was glad that Anna passed?
She didn't know Anna. It's not like that they were friends. Anna passes, Wally's alone for a while, then meets Brenda, and then marries her.
But she obviously knows that that Wally had a 50-year history with Anna.
She didn't care. This was her man.
This
was
her
husband.
I don't like this, Brenda. I
don't like
this,
Brenda, at all. Lines are already ringing. Can we take one of them at least?
Yeah, let's do it.
Jason was the first person to get through. Jason, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
Something very similar happened to a good friend of mine, and when they started getting serious, they had a conversation like this, and immediately after they got married, they bought another plot on the other side, and he was buried right in between the two of them.
So that's basically like what I just suggested, then. It would go Brenda, Wally, Anna. But they would have been cremated, yeah.
But see, now here's the thing. This is a mausoleum thing, right? It's that wall thing, and all the spots have been sold out for years. So you're not going to be able to put Brenda in the same spot. She would have to be maybe several rows.
Well, can you get two into one spot?
No.
Can you squish them down a little?
Yeah, two for one, you know, get a special.
You can't do that?
Jason, thanks for the call.
Put Brenda on top of Wally and really irritate Anna. Or Anna, whatever her name is.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So what can you tell us about this?
I was just telling you, I'm going through the same situation myself right now. Just lost my wife of 35 years, and I'm 61 years old. And I've met someone, and I've already had that conversation where, yeah, I'm going to be cremated and split in two.
Is that how you're
going
to do it?
You are going to.
What's that?
So you intend to have half of your ashes with your first wife and half with the new person that you've met.
Correct. Now the joke is, what half do they want? They want the top half, or do I just split down the middle?
Oh, Jim. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Sorry for your loss, though, too, dude.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. This is all men calling on this subject. No women are calling on this. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So we only have a moment here, but what do you want to add to this quickly?
Well, I just wanted to bring up, and I'm a Catholic, and I go to church, and this actual story came up. When you go to heaven, you actually are not associated with anyone that you were married on earth with. And I thought that was kind of unusual. I thought if you married somebody, you would be married with them in heaven. But in my religion, that's not the case.
You're telling me that when you go to heaven, it's just a wild free-for-all orgy up there with anybody?
It's fair game, huh?
Really?
I think you're just up there as an individual. I don't think you have any married status in heaven.
Okay, right. So you're single and ready to mingle.
Let's get to heaven.
There you go.
Mike, thanks for being on the show. You got comments, 303-691-1649.
It's your boys.
My family's very proud of me. I'm very proud of myself. I feel like my children are watching me, and they're seeing how hard I'm working. And it's just
story at pmi.edu.
Dom and Jeremy.
Don't touch him.
On Mix 100.
Got a mind bender in about 15 minutes. I can't even recap this story. It's too hard to recap it.
It's a lot of ins and outs, yeah.
It involves a couple that's together for decades. One of them passes, the other one remarries. So we're talking about the burial arrangements for all of the parties involved.
Not to mention, everyone's so wound up about this, but they're all dead anyway, and they have no idea where they're at.
Well, you don't know that.
It's the bottom line. Well, you don't know that. I guess you don't know that.
You don't know what their spirit's hanging around.
You're right. I guess you don't know.
Here's Joanne on the phone. Good morning, Joanne. Welcome to the show. Joanne, going once.
Hi.
Going twice.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is she there? Let's try again.
Hi, this is Joanne.
There you
are. Hi, Joanne. So what's on your mind?
So I come from a very Catholic family, and I have an aunt, and she was a nun for a very long time, like maybe from the time she was 20 till about 40. And she, most of her friends were former nuns as well. And about the time she was like 64, I want to say, her friend passed away. And she called up her friend's husband. They'd all been out of the convent for a long time. She called up her friend's husband and asked him out to lunch. And about 6 months later, they got married. So
okay.
She married her friend's husband.
Okay.
And the women are dead. Both my aunt has passed away and, you know, the first wife, of course, is dead. My uncle is still alive. They were together for 18 years. They got married when my aunt was 65. And about a year after they got married, they bought plots together. And I don't know if he had a plot with the first wife, but he definitely, was like, when he married my aunt, that was like the love of his life. And it was the second wife. They were just so in love.
Yeah.
All right.
So I guess, thank you for your call. Yeah. We appreciate that. So there's another story of it happening. I guess one thing that guy could have done is bought spots next to each of them.
That's the thing, yeah.
And then wait till near the very end and then make the call? Because you don't want to make the call when you're flush new in love with somebody.
No,
right?
You don't, because that might fizzle out. It might not last,
right,
too.
You might, like, in the first, blush of love, you'll be like, oh, I want to be buried. And then 5 years later, you're like, no way do I want to spend
eternity.
There's
a third woman. Which one do you choose then?
Right. Let me flip this real fast.
Okay.
Imagine for a moment we're talking about your parents. And again, God forbid anything happened to them.
Sure.
I'd love for them to be around another 40 years. That's great. But
been together forever, yeah.
But just imagine if one of them passes and a year later the other one remarries.
Right.
And then comes to you and says, you know what, I'm going to end up being buried with this new person.
So yeah, so like my mom would be buried with the new guy or whatever.
Right.
I would not like that at all. I wouldn't like it. I'd want mom and dad to be together.
So now you know how Anna and Wally's kids are feeling about all of
this. They probably feel horrible about this and confused and sad. And you think like my voice then would trump the voice of the new husband, don't you? Like if I said to my mom, I really don't want you to do that. I think for my sake,
yeah, but it's
and
your
my
mom's decision. It's not your decision.
Yeah, but I feel like my voice should trump the new husband's voice when it comes to that.
It's not her
spawn.
New husband's
I'm
voice.
Blood.
It's your mom's voice because she's the one saying that she wants to be buried with the new guy.
Oh, so the new guy's not in her ear.
Well,
as
no,
Brenda
probably,
was to
what
Wally.
What if she said, this is all hypothetical, what if she said the new guy is the love of my life?
Gotcha. This is the
and
way it's
son,
be.
You don't get to tell me where I spend eternity.
Well, we would just hope that the new guy then would go before my mom. And then if my mom went, then I would still have say.
Oh, my God.
I would place mom where I want her to be placed.
Unfortunately, I mean, if she's got, a will and all that other stuff,
maybe
you don't get any of this.
Hopefully
state
that wouldn't
step
be,
right in.
Hopefully
and
that wouldn't be updated. Well, it would be me or my sister probably in charge of the estate, unless she passed it on to the new guy.
No, I'm saying with her wishes in her document, legal document, is going to speak, not you standing on the sideline screaming and pulling your hair out.
As it stands right now, I would be the person, the go-to for the legal document, though.
No, you're not understanding. If your mom puts it in a legal document that she wants to be buried here, then when she dies,
yeah, I see. And then I have to execute
to say,
it.
I'm not putting her there.
No, but you'd have to execute the will, though, and do her wishes. Or maybe the will would just get lost. Whoops. No idea where it's at.
You feel like you have a lot more power than you really do. You know,
don't
that's
know
what's
where
funny
it went.
About this.
I have no idea. Find all copies and destroy. I don't like this. I feel uncomfortable.
The lines are still lit up. We have to move on.
A lot
of
splitting the ashes between the two. A lot of
but
that.
But in this story, there's no ashes. These people are not being cremated.
Can you
they
dig them back up and
buried.
Cremate him? What's done is done. Did they let you do that?
Suppose it could be done.
Could be.
Scientifically, sure.